Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. It's not every day that you meet someone who loves rats, so I'm excited to introduce my next guest. Christina Donati is the founder of Oregon Small Animal Resources. Welcome, Christina.
Hi, good morning.
So, Christina, before we learn about your organization, let's take a step back and look at your personal journey and what led you to this point. Where'd you grow up?
Oh, I grew up pretty much all over California. And as I came into my 20s, I started working for pet stores and different rescues. And I started actually with birds, and then I did reptile rescue, and then I did potbelly pig rescue. And then as I reached, you know, in probably the last 7 years, I started having rats again, which I had had when I was younger. And I just, my journey with rats just brought about a deep passion for small animals and their care.
So you mentioned when you were younger, you had rats. How young?
Oh, I would say probably in my early 20s, I had rats. And we didn't have, you know, the social media that we have now and the internet. So the care standards back then were really lacking, you know, that we've come a long way as far as care goes.
Okay. Well, you didn't start off. Well, let me back up. I don't know how you start with rats as far as someone says, I want a pet. So let's go back into your childhood. Tell me about how you were raised and where you were raised and when your love for animals first started.
So my love for animals started basically the day I was born. I was always saving something from a very early age. I had lizards in my drawers that I was hiding from my mom and mice in my closet. I think I got my first rat. My mom took me to the pet store, and there was a rat in a cage with a snake. And
well, we know what was going to happen there.
Yeah, the snake wasn't going to eat the rat. It was just sitting there, and I would not leave the pet store. I sat there and cried until the owner of the pet store took the rat out and gave it to me. And that was my first pet rat. And
your first rescue.
That was my first rescue, and I didn't know, we didn't really know back then that you shouldn't just keep one rat, because rats are highly social animals and they need, you know, to have a group of friends. But back in the day, lots of us did just have one rat.
And how old were you when you had your first rat that you saved?
I think I was 12.
Okay, so did you have any siblings?
I did have one sibling. I did, yes.
Was everyone in the house, was your brother okay with the rat?
I don't really remember his role in that. I just remember having lots of animals growing up. We had cats and dogs and we had birds. And then I was just always finding things in the street. I had, you know, frogs and lizards and roly-poly bugs and basically anything that I could find that needed help. I was all about that.
So you created your own zoo as a kid.
I did. I actually wanted to be a zookeeper when I was little, and my dad would always tell me, you know, zookeepers just clean up after the animals. They don't actually get to interact with the animals. And it's funny because I spend a good amount of my life now, you know, doing that, cleaning up after animals.
So how did you get into rescuing animals?
So I got into rescuing small animals, like I said, because of my passion for rats. I got involved with a rescue where I was a foster, and then I started volunteering full-time for that rescue. And, you know, there's just so many surrender requests that come in every day for every species of animals, especially the smalls, but rabbits, mice, hamsters, gerbils, chinchillas, guinea pigs. People go to the pet store, and unlike cats or dogs, where they're really aware of the commitment, I think, because they're more standard pets. People go into the pet store with their kids, and they see a cute little hamster or a cute little mouse with the cute little, you know, tiny plastic cages with the tunnels, and they buy them impulsively without really knowing what they're getting into. And so, you know, you fast forward a little bit and the pet isn't working out for them. And so they get dumped into rescues.
Well, there's a cost involved in all of that as well.
There is. Well, and the cost is to the animals mostly, because they're getting, you know, passed around and they're not getting the care that they need.
Yeah, we learned that the hard way when I don't say we rescued, but we became the foster family for a couple of rabbits. Our friends needed to get rid of the rabbits because they got a dog and the dog didn't like the rabbits. So we took the rabbits and we kept the rabbits for years. And we learned the hard way that they can be expensive, and there's a lot of care that goes into making sure that they're good in their habitat. So we learned on the fly.
That's true, yeah. And I don't think people realize the vet expense for a small animal isn't smaller because the animal is smaller. Often it's more expensive because they require, you know, an exotic vet.
Absolutely. My guest is Christina Donati, founder of Oregon Small Animal Resources. So, Christina, why do you have this special fondness for rats, and how many rats do you have?
I currently have 10 rats, and, rats are just really unique animals. They're very intelligent. They're very empathetic. They're just very joyful animals to be around. They really live in the moment, and they really bond deeply with humans.
So when you say you have 10 rats, are they just loose running around? I mean, do you interact with them? Give me a sense of what's happening on a day-to-day basis.
I have a room, and I have really large enclosures that are set up to really stimulate them with lots of activity and things to do. And then they do get to come out, for several hours a day. Luckily, I'm home during the day, so they get more out time than most people can provide. But we do recommend that if you have, rats or small animals, that they do get a minimum of an hour a day out of their cage time to do something different and to be with their humans.
So rats like humans?
They do. They really like humans. I mean, most, they're like people. So some are going to really like humans and some are not going to like humans at all. But it just depends on the rat and their unique personalities.
So rats have personalities.
They do. They definitely do.
Tell me about your organization, how it came about.
So Victoria and Anna are my teammates and founders of Oregon Small Animal Resources. And like I had said, we were both volunteers for a larger rescue where we, saw daily the amount of surrenders that came in for each species. And it takes a toll on you after a while, just the animals that are just constantly getting rehomed and dumped. And we decided that we really wanted to start an organization where we could work in the community with other people who are also passionate about small animals and help to provide education and resources for people, primarily with the hopes of helping people to keep the animals in their homes.
So there's three of you?
There's three of us. There's myself, Anna, and Victoria.
Okay. And so give me a sense of the scope of the problem. What's the population of small animals that need humans to adopt them?
The population is really large. I don't know the amount of animals that need homes, but I would say, it's a lot. I would say we would, at the larger rescue that we were with, we would maybe get, 7 to 10 messages, emails a day for different species of people who couldn't keep their animals. And just one rescue. And then there's people who don't even know to go through the rescues that are just going through Craigslist or social media, to try to find homes for their animals. So it's a pretty big problem.
And we're talking small animals. We had guinea pigs when my daughter was younger, and we had to rehouse the guinea pigs because we had two of them, and we had to keep them in separate cages because one of them really liked the other one, and the other one really did not like that. So it became a problem, and so we had to find a way to rehouse them. And the resources out there are scarce.
They are scarce, and that's really what we like to focus on. We have really good care guides on our website. We do a lot of social media where we're putting out information daily, where we're teaching people ahead of time before they get the pets what's involved in keeping that pet so that they have some kind of sense. And we also have a lending library where we can help people that are maybe just a little bit short on food or bedding or having some, you know, a hard time of making things work financially, where we can provide that those kind of resources to them. We also have a lending library. Let's say you find a rabbit in the street and you don't know what to do with it. So we can provide you with a proper enclosure and some food and things like that to get you started until you figure out what you're going to do next.
So give me a range. Give me a list of that range of animals that we're talking about.
As far as like how many animals we would help?
The types of animals. Rats.
We do rats, mice, guinea pigs, gerbils, hamsters, chinchillas. Okay. And rabbits. Rabbits as well.
So we're talking really about wild animals. Why do they need us?
Well, I wouldn't say they're wild. They're very much domesticated. And they need us because they're bred for pets and they're sold in pet stores and people are not getting good education as to how to take care of them. So then they're ending up with problems that they don't know how to deal with and then they just get dumped.
So what's your hope for Oregon Small Animal Resources?
Oh, our hope is that we can reach as many people as we can and educate as many people as we can and help keep animals in their homes so they don't end up in rescues through spreading awareness and education.
Okay, so I understand you're getting out your education in different events, like you've got a pet parade coming up and a pet fest coming up. Tell me about that.
We do, yeah. The events are a really good opportunity to set up a table and share what we do with people. We do also sometimes have adoptable animals. We try to, you know, like I said, help people keep their animals in the home, but often that's just not possible. So we do have, like right now, we do have a group of four rats and a couple hamsters and a mouse. So that's a good opportunity to show those animals and help them to get adopted. And also just to let people know that we're there.
Now, when you say you have a group of rats, and I know you said earlier that rats don't like to be alone. They like to live in their little communities. You're talking about a family of rats that if someone wanted to adopt them, they have to adopt the family.
We do. We have four boys that are adoptable, and they are bonded. So we would keep them together.
Okay, so if someone is interested in partnering with you, working at your organization, or supporting your work in any way, what should they do?
Oh, they should reach out to us on either, well, we're on Facebook, we're on TikTok, we're on Instagram. We have a website, OregonSmallAnimalResources.org, where they can find a volunteer page on different ways that they can volunteer, and there's an application there. And we're always looking for fosters and volunteers to help with transportation, distributing supplies from our lending pantry or our supply pantry.
And is your organization open to helping take in animals that people just don't know what to do with?
We do on a small scale. So if we have the fosters available and we can help, we will. Oftentimes, we will do peer-to-peer adoptions as well. So we'll help people. We'll connect people. Like, if, let's say somebody was on Facebook trying to find a rat or wanting to find a home for their rat, and we received emails or messages for somebody looking, you know, we would connect those two people together. So we call that peer-to-peer adoption.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you introducing us to your organization and to your love of rats. Thank you, Christina.
Oh, I really appreciate the opportunity to come on and share with you. Thank you so much.
My guest was Christina Donati. She's the founder of Oregon Small Animal Resources.